butt in the tip circle for your Pendleton Heights Arabians. It's going to be Ada Huffer for the Fishers Lady Tigers. It's going to be Nevaeh Dickman. Both similar in height. Ada 6'3", Dickman about 6'1", 6 foot even. And the tip will be in favor of the Arabians, but it was tipped by Dickman as Casey Warfel, straight off tip, will have two.
I mean, that is doing what Casey does best, just getting the ball and going straight to the basket.
Smith with the ball now on the far wing, defended by Baldwin. Over to Dickman. Now into the post for Smith. Her layup to answer is good, as just a few seconds into this game, and it's tied 2-2 very quickly.
You know, I saw Smith warming up, and she seems like a bucket. I mean, and also she just went right down the rim and just scored.
Yeah, Ada Huffer in the post, working on Dickman, takes a tough shot, can't get it to fall. Rebound by Thomas, up ahead to Smith. Now up ahead to Dickman in the post, as it's good for Dickman. She now has two. Skylar Baldwin to bring the ball up the court. She'll be defended by Harris. Over to Jones on the wing, defended by Thomas. Screen from Perry. Now over to Warfel, defended by Smith on the wing. Now to Baldwin on the low wing, drives. Now to Huffer, takes a wing three. Ada Huffer can't get it to fall. Rebound Harris. She's up the court fast. Finds Dickman on the wing. She'll drive, and stolen by Casey Warfel. And one thing you don't really see a lot is a girl being able to keep up with Casey Warfel, but Dickman was. Casey Warfel, another steal on the other end. And 4-2 is the score right now. 6:24 and counting left here in the first. Lady Ravens trail Fishers. Baldwin gives it to Huffer. Hits a cutting Casey Warfel. And a foul is called on Warfel's way up. She'll go to the line for two. Foul goes on number four, Jordan Smith. That'll be her first. Team's first of the quarter and of the half. Very first of the game for either team.
You know, it seems like they're playing very fast. Both of these teams, I mean, they're just running right back down to, you know, each side.
Casey Warfel on the season, 67% from the free throw line. Can't make that one with a loud band screaming and the cheerleaders making some noise. Casey Warfel waiting the second one. And you mentioned there both these teams playing very fast. That's how both these teams are very similar in their pace of play is. Casey Warfel can't get the second one to fall. Rebound Thomas. Harris with it now on the other end. And tipped out by Warfel. Will stay with the Lady Tigers. 6:06 remaining here in the first. 4-2 is the score. Lady Ravens trail the Lady Tigers. Harris to pass the ball in. Looking for Smith. Gets it to Dickman instead. Back to Smith. Takes a mid-range jumper. Can't get it to fall. Rebound goes to Skylar Baldwin. Up ahead to Olivia Jones. Gets it to Warfel. Casey Warfel's jumper won't fall. Rebound Thomas. Up ahead to Hsu. And one for Allison Cho. Bucket will count. She will go to the line for one more. Foul goes on Olivia Jones. That'll be her first. Team's first. 6-2 now the score.
You know, it feels like I almost can't get a word in because they're just going from one side of the court to the other. They are playing very fast.
And one for Rochelle is good. She now has three and is the leading scorer for either team here in this first quarter. Baldwin with it, defended by Harris closely. Gives it to Perry on the wing. Defended by Thomas. Now to Huffer. Now to Jones on the wing. Back to Huffer in the post. Double team, layup won't fall, rebound by Harris. Looking up ahead. Crosses over, takes a mid-range jumper over Warfel, can't get it to fall. Hauled in by Olivia Jones.
No, even though she didn't make the jumper, her jumper does look very clean.
5:09 and counting left here in the first. 7-2, Lady Ravens trail the Fishers Lady Tigers. Casey Warfel takes a wing three, won't fall. And fight for the board. Goes to the Fishers Lady Tigers. That's Thomas. Now Dickman over to Smith. Corner three. It's good. Jordan Smith now has five off of that three-pointer.
You know, as I was saying, we were watching her warm up, and she was just shooting, shot after shot, and she was making them.
And their last game had went 0 for 2 from the field, had 0 points, now has 5. Baldwin gives it to Worf on the corner, now up to the top of the key for Jones. So Huffer, high post, backing down Dickman, takes a layup and gets it to fall. The freshman now has 2 points on that layup. Harris quickly down the other end. And an offensive foul on Harris. That'll be her first, and since it's an offensive foul. I don't believe it will be a team foul, but it might.
We don't have a two. We need a correction. You call the foul on two. We don't have a two.
And there was a couple substitutions. So coming in was number 24, Olivia Brookshire. Number 21, Morgan Roberts. They came in for Harris. And I believe Thomas. Skylar Baldwin to bring the ball up the court. That will be a second team foul for the Fisher's Lady Tigers. And nearly stolen by Schau. Cross court to Jones on the wing from Baldwin. Picks up a dribble. Finds Huffer on the wing. Thought about the wing. The three. Now into Perry in the corner. Drives baseline. Stolen by Harris on the attempted pass to Jones. Harris weaving in and out of the defense. Roberts a three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Dickman. Goes back up with it strong. Gets it to fall. Nevaeh Dickman. She now has 4.
No, that is one of the things about Dickman is that she is very tall. So, I mean, she could just go in and do what, you know, Ada Upfer has been doing. You know, that same level of dominance.
12-4 is your score. 3:27 and counting left here in the first. Lady Ravens trail by 8. Jones with it on the wing. Now to Warfel, top of the key. She'll drive. Gives it back to Jones. Steps back for 3. Can't get it to fall. Hauled in by Harris. She's quick up the court. Finds Dickman in the post. Because that one will not fall. Hauled in by Harris once again. On her way up, it won't fall. Foul on the Arabians, though. Foul will go on Skylar Baldwin. That'll be her first, team's second.
No, I was kind of surprised that Dickman didn't get that score right there. Because, I mean, she has a big mismatch against Skylar Baldwin. I mean, that is a significant height difference.
Harris on the season, 82% from the free throw line. Gets that one to fall. Very efficient free throw shooter. Thomas will come in for Dickman. She'll make her return. And Morrison will come in for Perry for the Arabians. Harris' second one is up and no good. Rebound, Casey Warfel. She's quick up the court. Euro step, a great move, and it's good for Casey Warfel. She now has 4. 13-6 now, the lead for the Lady Tigers with 2:47. In the post, it's Thomas. That layup will fall for Kate Thomas. She now has 2.
You know, that is something about this team is that they seem like they have, you know, a good amount of height overall.
Jones with it on the wing. Off the pass from Baldwin. Hard screen from Huffer. Pick and roll. The layup will not fall for Huffer. Harris with it off the rebound by Roberts. Now to show. Wing 3 won't fall. Rebound Casey Warfel on the fast break. Casey Warfel working around Roberts. Can't get that one to fall, but a beautiful move. And a foul called. That one will go on Casey. That'll be her first, team's third. Another substitution. Smith will come back in for the Lady Tigers. Take out Talia Harris.
You know, we saw her hit that Euro set, Casey Warfel, but, you know, this time it wasn't as successful. Although she did get to the basket and did do what she wanted to do, she just could not knock it down.
Smith to Thomas. Now back to Smith. Resetting, trying to run some offense, find Show. Gets the screen for Thomas. In the post, it's Show. Layup won't go. Tipped out, they say, last touch by Thomas will be Lady Ravens basketball. 1:49 left here in the first. 15-6, Lady Ravens trail, Fishers. Skylar Baldwin crosses the timeline now. Gives it to Morrison on the wing. Defended by Roberts closely. Back to Baldwin on the wing. She drives, mid-range jumper. won't fall. Rebound Fishers. That was Brookshire. Smith with it. Crosses the timeline. She'll be defended by Skylar Baldwin. Gets it to Thomas. Now to Show. Now over to Smith. Now Brookshire with it on the wing. Into the high post for Thomas. Nearly stolen by Baldwin. Trying to work around Huffer. Can't get around. Her shot will not fall. Rebound Casey Warfel. She's up the court quick. Dumps it off to Skylar Baldwin. Blocked by Roberts. As they say, the rebound will tip off of an Arabian. It will be Fisher's basketball.
You know, I saw Casey do that exact same thing, you know, last time at Delta. She just passed it over to Olivia Jones, and she could just get an easy layup. It just seems like this time it wasn't as successful, you know, when passing to Skylar Baldwin. It's just that height disadvantage.
And Dickman making her return for Thomas. Off that dead ball. Now Brookshire with it on the wing. Over to Roberts. Into the high post for Dickman. Now to on the wing for Smith. Drive. Back out. Low wing. Dickman. Three. It's up and it's in for Dickman. She now has seven. Leading scorer on the night.
No, I think one of the scariest things is seeing someone who's, you know, 6 foot and is able to knock down a three-pointer. I mean, just like, what can't you do?
Warfel into the high post for Hupfer. She drives. Her layup will fall for Ada Hupfer. She now has four. Scores now 18-8 with 20 seconds of counting left here in the first period. Dickman with it on the wing. Just made the three. Now Show, top of the key. Now Brookshire on the wing. Now Roberts. Now back to Smith. Now 5 seconds left on the clock. Show with it. Wing three. That's good for Show. She has six, as that will do it for the first quarter. Your score after one, 21-8. Fishers leads the Lady Arabians. We're going to take a quick break on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School. The Lady Tigers lead your Lady Arabians 21-8. They will have the ball coming out of the break. Into the post for Dickman from Smith. As that layup will fall for Dickman. She now has nine off that layup. Baldwin to bring the ball up. Baldwin with it. Gives it to Jones on the wing. Now defended by Dickman. Finds Warfel. Fading away. Can't get it to go. Alana Anthony into the game for the Fishers. She gets that rebound. Roberts with it. Gives it to Harris. She has it on the wing. She'll be defended by Jones. Now over to Smith. Back to Roberts on the wing. Now back to Harris. She now has it on the wing. Low wing. Ross three. It's good. Morgan Roberts has three. And Coach Rogers will take a 30-second timeout. 7:03 left here in the first half. 26-8 now is the score for the Lady Tigers of Fishers, leading your Lady Arabians here on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School. If you're just joining us alongside Lucas Williams, I'm Michael Hooker. Your score right now, 26-8. Lady Tigers lead the Lady Arabians. Emma Roberts with it. She checked in the game. Jones with it now on top of the key. Into Roberts. Low wing. Drives. Dumps it off to Morrison in the post. Now to Huffer. High post, steps back, over to the wing for Roberts, trying to set up some offense here, resets up by the half court line, now over to Jones, into the low post for Huffer, as that layup will fall for Huffer, she now has six, Harris to bring the ball up, cuts the lead to 16 for the Lady Tigers, with 6:20 left here in the second, and Olivia Jones, a near steal on the other end, stays with the Lady Tigers though.
You know, Fisher's a very tough team. I mean, they have, you know, as I've said once before, they have height all around that we just do not have. I mean, of course, we had Ada Huffer, but, I mean, in multiple positions, they have people who are, you know, taller than our players.
As Harris drives, her layup won't fall. Rebound, the 6'3 freshman, Huffer. Jones with it on the wing, drives past Harris. Stops, pops, a mid-range jumper, won't fall. Rebound, Smith of Fishers. She's up the court fast. Stops, pops, top of the key, three, won't fall. Another rebound, almost goes to the late, to Huffer, but it'll be tipped out by her, last touch by her. So we'll stay with Fishers.
No, it seems like the Lady Arabians are having a problem of just knocking down these points. They are just not getting it in the basket.
Thomas and Show come back in. They came in for Anthony and Roberts. The Show has it on the wing. Now to Harris, top the key. Mid-range jumper by Harris, blocked by Warfel. Emma Roberts with it, fast break. Strout came in for the Lady Arabians. Casey Warfel can't get that layup to fall. Rebound Dickman. Harris now with it, fast break. Trying to get it to Thomas, tipped out by Morrison, they say.
Seems like the Fishers are defending what we're really good at, which is just Casey running down and, you know, trying to get a layup.
As Thomas gets the inbound. Now Smith with it on the wing. Over to Show. Now to Thomas. She'll drive. Her layup won't fall. Rebound Show. And call a foul on Huffer. That'll be her first, team's fourth of the half, first of the quarter. Show will go to line for two, 58% from the free throw line. Her first one will fall for her. She has seven. Ada will take a seat, and Bree Perry will make her return. Show, as I mentioned, 58% from the free throw line this season, as this second one is up and in. For her, she now has eight. 28-10 is your score. Fishers leads Pendleton Heights. 5 minutes remaining in the second. Trout with it on the wing. Over to Morrison on the wing, on the other wing. And a foul is called on the floor off ball. Foul goes on Smith of Fishers. That'll be her second. Team's first of the quarter, third of the half. Brookshire will make her return and take Smith out. Roberts to inbound the ball. Inbounds it up to Perry. Now over to Warfel. Over to Roberts on the wing. Back to Warfel on the other wing. Stops. takes a three, won't fall. Rebound Harris of the Lady Tigers. Trout nearly steals it. Harris, a wide open layup. And Talia Harris has three now.
You know, it just kind of seems like the Lady Ravens are just playing sloppy. They're just not playing, you know, good on anything, on whether it's offense or defense.
Morrison with it on the wing. Now to Trout on the wing as well. Over to Casey Wolf on the opposite wing. Back to Trout on the opposite wing. Now to Roberts on the opposite wing. Fakes a pass to Warfel. Now to maybe Trout. Spins, drives. Fouled hard on that shot by Brookshire. That'll be Brookshire's first. Team's fourth of the half. Second of the quarter. Trout will go to the line for two. 100% on the season from the free throw line.
Well, it really seems like the Lady Arabians, they just can't really go in there and just hit a layup. I mean, with this height disadvantage, it's just very hard to get it in the basket.
Trout's first one is up and in. That'll be her first point of the game. Baldwin Jones and Huffer making a return for Warfel, Roberts, and Morrison. In for the Lady. As Trout makes the second one, in for the Lady Tigers. Did not see. Triplett came in. She came in for Dickman. Triplett with it. Over to Brookshire. Not a show. Over to Harris. Top of the key is Harris. Gets a screen from Thomas. Defended by Baldwin is Harris. She drives. The runner will not fall. Offensive foul goes on Harris. Her first, team's fifth of the half. Third of the quarter.
I do got to say the Fishers are playing very smooth and efficiently. It just seems like every single pass that they're having is just a pass with, you know, with emphasis behind it. You know, it seems like it has a meaning.
Roberts will come in for Harris after that foul. Baldwin will bring the ball up for the Lady Arabians. Crosses the half-court line. Gets it to Trout on the wing. Over to Jones, top of the key. Gets a screen from Baldwin. She'll drive. Gets it to Trout. They say it was touched by the Lady Tiger and will be sticking with the Lady Arabians. 3:13 left here in the second quarter. 30-12, Lady Ravens trail the Lady Tigers. Huffer to get it off the inbound. Gives it to Jones. Takes a wing three, fading away. Can't get it to fall. Rebound, Skylar Baldwin. Now Olivia Jones with it into Huffer. Now to Trout on the wing. Fakes a shot, drives. Her shot's blocked. Rebound, Ada. As Ada Huffer puts it back up and in. She now has eight.
No, that is what we really like to see, is just Ada Huffer getting up there and just getting it right into the basket.
Show with it. Hands it off to Brookshire. Now over to Triplett. Now to Roberts on the wing. Looking for Show. She drives. Her shot won't fall. Rebound Skylar Baldwin after being tipped around. Skylar finds Jones on the wing and a travel violation on Olivia Jones. And Mamie Trout will come out for Casey Warfel. Triplett with it on the wing now for the Lady Tigers. Stolen by Skylar Baldwin from Triplett's pass to Roberts. Baldwin slowing things down now. Defended closely by Triplett. Drives in. And a foul is called. That'll be the 14th foul of the half, or quarters. That one will go on Triplett, though. It'll be her first, sixth of the half for the Lady Tigers, fourth of the quarter.
No, I think Skylar Baldwin does have the right idea of just maybe trying to slow this down a little bit and just trying to find a good basket.
And another foul is called. Casey Warfel will go to the line for two, as that is the 15th foul of the quarter. Foul goes on. I believe that was Brookshire's who they called it on. will be on Olivia Brookshire, her second. And as I mentioned, Casey Worf will go to line for two. As of the new rule implemented today, or this season, five fouls and a quarter, and your team will go to line for two after every foul. Casey Worf will 0-for-2 from the line so far this evening. We'll make that one, though. She now has five here tonight.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about this energy. You know, even though it is not a packed crowd by any means, you know, just having the pep band, the cheerleaders out, you know, they're yelling every single time we go to the line. It's just, you know, it's just a nice little vibe that they got here.
Warfel's second one will not fall. Dickman checked back in for Brookshire. Roberts with the though. Trying to get it into triplet. Casey Worf with the steal, though. On the other end, tries to dump it off to Baldwin. It's stolen, and Skylar Baldwin will get a quick foul, trying to steal it back. Her second. Team's fifth of the half, second of the quarter.
No, I think Casey Worf doesn't have the right idea of just trying to, you know, run right down the court and then pass it to someone who's open. In this instance, Baldwin. It was just not a great execution.
Yeah. Timeout, Fishers. We're going to take it with them. Your score right now, 30-15. Lady Tigers lead the Lady Arabians here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to Fishers High School. While we were in the break, Dickman missed a couple of shots. Casey Worf came down with the rebound and just hit another shot. She now has seven. Cuts the lead to 13 for the Lady Tigers. Dickman with it on the wing. Defended by Hupfer. Over to Show. Now Thomas with it. Into triplet. Stolen by Casey Worf, though. Casey Worf, mid-range jumper, won't fall. Rebound, Ada Hupfer. Tries to throw it back in, but Dickman gets it. Now Roberts with it on the other end. Cross court to Show. Takes a three, wide open, won't fall. Show gets her own rebound, though. And a foul on Hupfer. Her second, team sixth of the half, third of the quarter. 45.5 left here in the second. 30-17, Lady Tigers lead the Lady Arabians. Show at the line. Makes the first. Has nine. Tied for leading scorer with Dickman. And the second one is up and in for her. She now has 10. Now 40 seconds left here in the second. Baldwin with it on the wing, defended by Triplett. Over to Morrison on the wing. Corner for Jones. Now on the wing for Baldwin. Low wing three for Morphle. Won't fall. Ada Hupfer comes down with it. Her layup will fall. And she now has 10. And we'll go to line for one more as she was fouled on the way up. Foul will go on Kate Thomas. That'll be her second, team's eighth of the half. Roberts and Trout checking back in for Baldwin and Worfel.
You know, I guess when nothing else works, I guess Ada Huffer will just go in there and just get a basket. I mean, as you just said, she does have 10 points right now, so it is clearly working out for the Lady Arabians tonight.
32-19, now 32-20 off of the make by Huffer. Leads all players in scoring now. 20 seconds left and counting here in the second. On the other end, Olivia Jones with a near steal, but stolen by Huffer now. Gives it to Jones on the fast break. Gets a screen from Hupfer on triplet. Olivia Jones drives. Her layup won't fall. Another rebound for Huffer. She can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up with it at the buzzer. And they say it will count. Ada Huffer gets it at the buzzer. As that will do it for the half. Your Lady Arabians trail by 10, 32-22. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, Aiden Wilson and Eli Libler got to sit down with the wrestling coach, Coach Mitchell Todd of the Pendleton Heights Boys Wrestling on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning. Like helping student-athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student-athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in. Like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
All right, welcome to the Arabian Sports Network Halftime Show. My name is Aiden Wilson.
And I'm Eli Libler.
Today we're here with our boys wrestling coach here at Pendleton Heights. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so Coach, first off, what made it motivated you to become a coach in the first place?
Coach Cloud. Cloud was my coach. I grew up in the program here and knowing all that he's done and for more than just our school and our community, for wrestling in our area and in our state. And it's just something that draws you back. Wrestling draws you back, just wanting to be a part of it.
Which part of your specialty coaching style do you think benefits your boys the best?
I always tell other coaches that I'm able to communicate with them pretty well. Most coaches probably have better technique or talk better technique sometimes than I do. But for the most part, it's being able to get on the level and communicate with your kids and get them to understand what you're needing them to accomplish.
All right. Now, Coach, coming into the season where you guys have a plentiful number of seniors graduating, last year you guys did not have one senior. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right. So how are you going to approach those wrestlers leaving after this year?
We've got a real solid group of seniors that's done a great job for the program. They've also done a good job of bringing up the classes behind them. You've got juniors in place with Alex Heineman and Max Bowers and Elijah Wolf that they're going to step right in and fill that void next year. I'm not saying those kids, these seniors right now won't be missed because they've been part of this program for 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely going to be missed, but they've done a great job of keeping the program going and making sure it's all heading in the right direction for the future.
All right. So what skill do you think wrestling can form and help people gain that may help outside of the sport?
You know, that's the biggest thing that I talk about with kids participating in sports is it's not always about the sport. It's getting to learn the life skills that you need to provide for your family outside of school. And, you know, when you're ready to move on, wrestling just It's gutty. It's gritty. It teaches determination. I've said before, you may not be the best wrestler, but if you learn to wrestle and you stick with it, you're going to do just fine in life.
All right. So obviously, like other sports, you guys don't have timeouts or half times or whichever the case may be. And with that being said, how do you make adjustments as the match goes on?
It is a team sport, mm-hmm. and it's individualized. So you're going to see things that teams do throughout the first couple matches that without a halftime, you're still able to trickle down through coaches to the team, the remaining weight classes. Yeah. To be aware of this is what's coming, this is what they're doing right now, and we can kind of adjust on the fly as weight classes move.
Okay. All right, well, that's all the time we do have for today, but thanks again to Coach Todd for coming down and joining us. But now back to some second half action here at Pendleton Heights.
Go Arabians.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School for the rest of this halftime show between the Fishers Lady Tigers and the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. Right now, the score is 22-32. Fishers leads. Me and Lucas are going to break down scoring, who's the leaders, and what really both teams need to work on coming in a half, starting with the visitors, which is your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians. Ada Huffer, 13 in the first half. Made a clutch buzzer beater there to cut the lead to 10 for the Lady Arabians. Then it's Casey Warfel with 7 and Mamie Trout with 2. Then for Fishers, it's Allison Show with 10, Nevaeh Dickman with 9, Jordan Smith with 4 or 5, Talia Harris and Morgan Roberts with 3, and Kate Thomas with 2, and a very spread out scoring there from the Lady Tigers. Do you think that has kind of a difference in this lead for Fishers?
I mean, I definitely do. You know, it seems like there's not just one player to worry about. You know, you have just the whole team in general to worry about. And I mean, just based off the last game, I could already kind of, expect this. You know, there's multiple different players that all had, around kind of the same range, except, Morgan Roberts, she had 20 points. But I mean, everyone just, they're all just doing their part. You know, their chemistry is just working together. You know, it seems like they are hustling a lot more. They're just passing the ball, just better. I mean, it just seems like everything they're doing is just better than the Lady Arabians right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, this team very even in scoring, and that's one of the things that Coach Rogers mentioned in the pregame show. They don't have that one star player. I mean, their leading scorer is Haley Smith with 11 points. She has not had any action in this game. But, you have they have Show averaging 9. Brookshire's averaging 7.1. Roberts averaging 9.9. Talia Harris averaging 7.5. Every girl on this roster is averaging at least 2 or more points per game. And I think that really says how the Lady Tigers really can tear down a team's defense, because they can hit you with any one player, But if you look at Pendleton Heights, it's kind of a different story. Casey Warfel has 27, Ada with 10, and Olivia Jones with 7. But then after that, it kind of just drops off. We don't really have another person averaging over 2 points besides Michaela Morris from a 4. So I think that really says how much scoring goes between these two teams.
I mean, yeah, it definitely does. I mean, when you look at, Lady Ravens, you have Casey Warfel, who's, 27 points per game. I mean, you just kind of know to guard that player. I mean, especially you see her during this game and just all throughout the season, you can tell that she's a star player, because as soon as she gets the ball, she's going to run straight down. You just obviously know, oh, that's the player that I'm going to guard. Also, another thing to talk about is that Ada Huffer is our only 6-footer. I mean, that's just really hard to do. I mean, we only have one, tall player on our team. The rest of us are, a little bit shorter. you know, except for Fishers, they have a pretty tall team just all around, which is just very hard to guard. I mean, I don't really need to break that down. Height really matters in basketball.
You definitely said it there. It's definitely a noticeable height difference between these two teams. I believe Pendleton Heights does have the smallest player on the court in Skylar Baldwin. But she's a very hard-nosed player. She'll go up and she'll get rebounds. We've seen that here a few times here tonight. She does not care how tall you are. She'll go up and get it.
Yes, she will definitely go, you know, drive into the basket and just try to score. I mean, she definitely has confidence. And we see that because, I mean, she's a senior. So she's definitely been playing the game for a minute. And she knows what she's good at.
Yeah, we're just about 9-ish seconds away from starting the second half. Taking the floor for Fishers, it's their starters in Smith, Harris, Thomas, Dickman, and Show. For the Lady Radiants, it's Baldwin, Jones, Warfel, Hupfer, and Morrison. Lady Radiants will get the ball out of the halftime break, trailing by 10 with a full 16 minutes to play. Baldwin to get the ball off the inbound. She'll be defended by Harris. Crosses the timeline. Gets it to Jones, top of the key. She'll be defended by Show. Gives it back to Baldwin, up by the half court line. Trying to work on Harris. Harris tips it out. Stays with the Lady Ravens, though.
You know, it seems like Harris is, you know, playing very tight defense. No matter how far Baldwin is away from the basket, she is still always on that. And is just always right by her, just pressuring her.
Casey Warfel inbounds it to Skylar Baldwin. Gives the ball to Olivia Jones, who gives it to Hupfer on the wing. Hupfer trying to work on Dickman, gives it to Warfel. She's defended by Smith. She'll drive, steps back, mid-range jumper, airballs it, but straight to Mikayla Morrison. Finds Baldwin. Trying to get it to Jones, but that pass will miss. Will be out of bounds. And Lady Tigers basketball. 7:15 left here in the third. 32-22 is still our score. Smith to get it off the inbound. Over to Harris. Now to Dickman. Devea Dickman has 9. Now Thomas with it. Blocked by Hupfer. Dickman with it. Takes a 3. Made one earlier. Can't get that one to fall, though. Casey Warfel with it. Slowing it down. Baldwin crosses the timeline. Defended by Smith now. Trying to set up an offensive play. Loses the ball, and it goes out of bounds. And some miscommunication here. And the Roberts to check in for Skyler.
It does seem like the Lady Ravens maybe have some nerves or something. They're just playing, you know, a little bit worried, it seems like. They're just, you know, they really need to just slow down this game and just make sure they get the right play.
Yeah, and Olivia Jones off the inbound gets a steal but can't follow through on the layup. Rebound Smith on the fast break now. Smith into the post for Dickman. Nearly stolen by Roberts. They say she touched it while she was out of bounds, so it will be Lady Fishers basketball.
You know, breaking this game down just to its kind of core, we're just, you know, the Lady Ravens are just not making these shots.
Smith, wing 3, can't get it to fall. Rebound by Roberts, stolen by Show, into Dickman. Her layup will count. She now has 11 and was fouled by Emma Roberts. That'll be her first team's 7th. Dickman will go to the line for one. Dickman, an 89% free throw shooter. That one will not fall. Rebound by Hupfer. Was tipped out by Show, though. So will be Lady Ravens ball. Roberts to bring the ball up. Roberts over to Hupfer. Now to Morrison. Now to Jones, top of the key. Jones working on Show on the wing. nearly stolen by Show, as it is stolen by Show. Now Harris with it. Can't get her layup to fall. Rebound Thomas. Now Show over to Smith on the wing. Takes a deep three. Can't get that one to fall. Fight for the rebound as it's loose. And we'll stay with the Lady Tigers. As it was last touched by Jones.
You know, I'm glad that Smith is not putting up these shots or just not, you know, getting it in, because looking at her before this game, she was just sinking them one after another, and she would be shooting from way downtown and just banking them.
She now has it on the wing, defended by Roberts. Now dribbles over to the other wing, now finds Dickman. Top of the key, back to Smith, takes a three. That one will cash in. She now has eight.
No, I guess I just spoke a little bit too soon, because she just banked that.
37-22, 5-10 and counting left here in the third. Lady Tigers lead the Lady Arabians. Roberts gets it to Huffer on the wing. Hands it off to Warfel. Now to Jones on the wing. Steps back, takes a three. Can't fall. Rebounded by Thomas of Fishers. Now Harris with it. Now into the post for Dickman. That layup will fall. She now has 13. Roberts with it. Finds Huffer on the wing. Now to the post for Warfel. Spin around jumper. Won't fall. Rebound Show. Up ahead to Harris. Quickly picked up by Jones. Now on the post. That layup will fall for Harris. She now has five. And a timeout is called. Full timeout by Coach Rogers. We're going to take it with him. 4:22 left here in the third. 41-22. Lady Arabians trailed the Lady Tigers here on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School. Coming out of the timeout break, it'll be Lady Arabian's basketball. Baldwin to get it. She checked back in for Roberts. Working on Harris. Crosses the timeline. Gets it to Jones on the low wing. Into the high post for Huffer. Spins. Working on Dickman. Can't get that layup to fall. Rebound Harris. Finds Smith. Low wing. Takes a three. Cashes that one in.
You know, I guess I really just 11. Need to hold my tongue, because, you know, I was just talking about how Smith wasn't knocking these down, but then she just made two back-to-back.
Baldwin finds Huffer on the wing. Pump fakes a three. Hands it off to Warfel. Defended by Smith. She'll drive. Her layup won't fall. Rebound Dickman. Harris with it on a fast break. Works around Jones. Baldwin, good defense. Can't get it to fall. As Huffer rebounds, but was tipped out by Thomas. We'll stay with the Lady Ravens. Morgan Roberts will check in for Smith. And now in for Thomas, it'll be Natalie Thomas, Kate Thomas's younger sister, Natalie. Skyler Baldwin to bring up the ball. Lady Ravens trail by 22. 44-22 is the score. On the wing, it's Jones. Now low wing. Baldwin takes a three. Cashes that one in. She now has three off of that shot.
You know, it feels good for the Lady Ravens to finally hit a shot because they have been scoreless for almost 5 minutes now.
Yeah, and you mentioned her. Now 3 minutes left here in the third. 44-25 now. Dickman with it. Over to Show on the wing. Working on Jones. Thomas with it in the post. Natalie Thomas gets her first shot to fall. She now has two.
You know, even though Ada Huffer is out there, you know, it is just still hard to guard someone who is that tall.
Yeah, they're both about the same height. Ada 6'3", and Natalie about 6'2". Ada finds a cutting Morrison, but blocked by Dickman. Dickman has it on the fast break. Stolen by Casey Warfel out ahead. Her reverse layup will fall for Casey Warfel. She now has nine. Harris quickly down the court for Fishers. Finds Morgan Roberts on the three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Dickman. And going out of bounds, saved by Harris. Then going out of bounds once again, saved by Huffer as another foul is called. That one will go on Show.
You know, I think I just blinked right there, and I didn't even know what happened. I thought the ball was going out, but then, you know, next thing I know, Ada Huffer was rebounding it back in.
Trout to check back in for Jones. As it was Show's first, team's first of the half, first of the quarter. Skylar Baldwin to bring the ball up now. 1:55 and counting left here in the third. 46-27. Baldwin with it. Low wing. Over to Trout on the other wing. Looking where to go with it. Finds Huffer on the wing. High wing. Finds a back cutting Casey Warfel. Can't hold on to it though. Kate Thomas with the steal. Show with it. She drives. Her layup will fall. She now has 12. As another steal quickly by Roberts. Couldn't get that layup to fall. Trout with the rebound. Trout picks up a dribble. Gives it to Huffer. Now to Baldwin on the wing. Baldwin stops, pops, mid-range jumper. Won't fall. Fight for the board. Show comes down with it. Up ahead to Morgan Roberts. Finds Smith behind her on the wing. Takes a three. Can't get it to fall. Goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Smith will be Lady Ravens basketball. Brookshire will come in for Show. 48-27. 55 seconds left remaining here in the third. Ball tipped off of Baldwin's foot. Will be Lady Tigers ball. 44 seconds even on the clock. 48-27 still the score.
You know, I was a little scared there that we were going to get this table moved.
Yeah, that's one of the things about sitting courtside that you have to worry about. Roberts with it on the wing. That's Morgan Roberts. Defended by Baldwin. Now to Thomas on the wing. Now to Smith up by the half-court line. Over to Brookshire. Nearly stolen by Casey Warfel. And Natalie Thomas recovered it, but Casey Warfel tipped it out once again. Stay with Lady Tigers. Morgan Roberts to pass it in to Smith. 15 seconds left here in the third. Smith with it. Out to Thomas on the for three. Natalie Thomas, that one's good. She has five. She's two for two. Casey Warfel, the runner at the buzzer, gets it to fall. She now has 11. Your score after three, 29-51. Lady Tigers lead Lady Arabians. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, fourth quarter action on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning. located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network at Fishers High School on 91.7 WEEM as we are about to start the fourth quarter. And one thing I want to note here for Fishers, they have three girls in double digits, five of them being over 5 points. Two with 5 points is Natalie Thomas and Talia Harris. Show with 12, Dickman with 13, and Smith with 11. For Pendleton Heights, only two girls over double digits. That's Huffer with 13 and Warfel with 11. Lady Tigers to get the ball out of the break. They lead by 22. Biggest, or well, one of the biggest leads of the game. Brookshire with it. On the wing, it's Show. Now to Smith on the other wing. Stops, pops, three. It's up. No good. Rebound, Dickman. Stolen by Olivia Jones. On the other end, Olivia Jones. Her layup will fall. That'll be her first points out of the game. It's quickly on the other end, it's Smith. Now to Dickman on the wing. Back to Smith on the other wing. Takes a deep three. Won't fall. Rebounded by Hupford. Kayla Morrison with it. Now Jones with it. 20-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Jones trying to get it to Huffer. Stolen by Dickman. Now Harris with it. On the other end, finds Dickman. Her layup won't fall, but fouled on her way up. So she'll go to the line for two. Well, we'll go on Olivia Jones. That'll be her second. Team's first of the quarter, second and a half.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about Jordan Jones. You can definitely see that she has a lot of confidence. I mean, she was just, you know, holding the ball for a minute and then just decided to chuck it up.
Dickman will get that one to fall, has 14. Leads all scorers here tonight. And her last game did not play. She's averaging 1.7 points per game. That's her second one. Will not fall, so she stays at 14. Olivia Jones with it, crosses the timeline on the other end. Gets past Show, mid-range jumper, won't fall. Rebound, Mamie Trout. Olivia Jones with it, finds Morrison. Trying to get it to a back-cutting Warfel, stolen by Harris. Double dribble by Harris, it will be a turnover. Lady Ravens basketball. Olivia Jones to pass the ball in. Trout to get it off the inbound. 52-31. A foul by Show. Her second. Team second and a half. First of the quarter. Why did I say it like, why did I say quarter like that?
I don't know, Michael.
Trout to inbound the ball. Inbounds it to Morrison. Trout gets it right back on the wing. Now back to Morrison on the wing, defended by Harris. Stolen by Harris on the fast break. Foul on the floor before the shot by Morrison. Her first, team's third of a half, second of a quarter. Harris to inbound it, inbounds it up to Dickman. Now to Brookshire on the wing. Trying to get it to Show. Tipped out by Jones. 52-31. 6:30 left here in the game. Show to pass it in. Gets it to Harris on the wing. Defended by Morrison. Fakes left, goes right. Drives. Fouled on the way up by Warfel. A hard foul. She will go to line for two. And is slow to get up, is now up. So she will shoot two, trying to extend this lead by 21. And they will sub her out for Morgan Roberts. And since Harris was subbed out and she was the shooter, Roberts will shoot the free throws instead. Roberts is 58% free throw shooter. Misses that one. She has 3 points here tonight, averaging 9.9. 52-31, 6:25 left here in the fourth. Roberts' second one will fall. She now has four on the evening. Jones to get it off the inbound. As a quick foul called on Cho. That'll be her third. Team's third and a half. Second of the quarter. Trout gets the inbound from Morrison. She'll bring the ball up. Huffer with it. Takes a wing three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound show. Double team by Trout and Morrison. Gets it to Smith. Smith up ahead to Roberts. Finds a cutting show. Her layup will fall. She now has 14. Warfel inbounds it to Trout. Back to Warfel. Casey Warfel drives. Foul will be called on Jordan Smith. That'll be her third, team's fourth of the half, third of the quarter.
You know, I mentioned we mentioned this before, but man, this scoring is so spread out. I mean, you have multiple people who just have, you know, multitudes of points. I mean, you have seven people for the Fisher's Lady Arabians who have points.
Casey Warfel to inbound the ball. Gets it into Huffer. Fakes the pass to Warfel. Her layup won't fall. Fight for the rebound. Show comes down with it. Now to Roberts. Morgan Roberts. Gets it to Smith. Low wing three. It's up. Won't fall. Rebound Olivia Jones. Up ahead to Casey Warfel. The Euro step. The layup. It's good for Casey. She has 13. Timeout by Coach Rogers. Full timeout by Rogers. We're going to take it with them. Your score with 5:31 left here in the game. 55-33, Lady Ravens trail on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdannerites.com. Dr. Dannerite's Dental Studio.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7. If you're just joining us alongside Lucas Williams, my name is Michael Hooker. Your score right now with 5:31 left here in the fourth, 55-33, Lady Ravens trail by 22 to the Fishers Lady Tigers. A lot of scoring here so far by both teams. Three girls in double digits for Fishers. Two for Pendleton Heights, both with 13. That's Huffer and Warfel. Harris to pass the ball in. Gets it into Smith. Up ahead to Roberts. Finds Dickman. And Dickman now has 16.
Now, as much as I would like to say there's one player on Fishers that is just dominating the court, I mean, there's not really. I mean, yeah, Dickman is doing very good, but I mean, there's also other players that are doing very good as well.
Maybe Trout with it on the low wing. Finds a cutting Jones. Her layup will fall. Olivia Jones has four. Cuts the lead back to 22. Harris up ahead to Roberts. Too high. Will go out of bounds and will be a turnover.
You know, the Lady Arabian just had a perfect execution. I mean, that last play, I mean, just a perfect dish and perfect shot by Olivia Jones.
timeout. Fishers, we're going to take it with them. 57-35, your score here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School. Mamie Trout, mid-range jumper, no fall. She has four now off of that jumper. Harris with it.
I'm sure you can hear the crowd behind us, but this crowd is actually pretty energetic.
As Sho on the other end gets that one to fall. She now has 16 and was fouled on the way out, so she will go to the line for one. That'll be Mamie Trout's first. Team's fourth of the half, fourth of the quarter. All four fouls coming in this quarter. Shows a 58% free throw shooter. Gets that one to fall. 17 tonight for her. Morrison inbounds it to Jones. Jones into Warfel. Warfel's layup will fall. She has 15. Harris with it. Harris quickly on the other end, gets it to fall. She now has seven. Casey Warfel quickly up the court. Mid-range jumper, fouled on the way up by Smith. That'll be her fourth. Team's fifth and a half, fourth of the quarter. 62-39 the score right now. Lady Ravens trail. 4:01 left here in the fourth. Casey Warfel at the line for two. Warfel gets the first one to fall. She now has 16. And Cho and Dickman will come out for Anthony and Thomas. Trout came out, and Roberts came back in. Case Warfel's second one is up and in. She has 17. Harris with it. Up the court fast. Finds Kate Thomas. Back to Harris on the wing. Takes a three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound, Casey Warfel. Using her speed to get up ahead. Stripped by Smith. Smith, her layup on the other end. Blocked by Jones. And a travel by Emma Roberts. 62-41. 21-point lead for Fishers. 3:38 left here in the fourth.
You know, even though Smith does not have that height, she is still going to go in there and just body through there.
And Smith just casually nailing a three off the inbound, has 14 now. Roberts has it on the other end. It's Emma Roberts, defended by Anthony. Gets it to Jones. Gets a screen from Hupfer. Finds Hupfer, but tipped and stolen by Anthony. Stolen back by Hupfer. Michaela Morrison, the spin-around layup, falls. She now has two. And Harris will be fouled by Olivia Jones. That'll be her third. It's fifth of the half, fifth of the quarter. So Tali Harris will go to the line for two. 22-point lead once again for Fishers. 65-43, 3:05 left here in the fourth.
You know, we have kept this 22-point margin for a good bit. I mean, the end of the third, it was a 22-point margin.
Talia Smith makes that one. Perry and Trout coming in for Hupfer and Morrison. Harris, an 82% free throw shooter. Can't knock that one down. Rebound Thomas of Fishers. Now Morgan Roberts with it, defended by Emma Roberts. She'll drive, finds Harris out on the low wing. Drives in. Her elbow jumper won't fall. Rebound, Anthony's. Nearly stolen by Trout. Harris gets an easy layup, but can't get it to fall. Rebound, Casey Warfel. Is out ahead in the fast break. Stops, mid-range jumper. Falls for Casey. 19 now.
No, it seems like that's a really effective strategy for Casey. Instead of just running and going all the way, she'll just stop and just shoot it.
Morgan Roberts with it on the other end. Gets it to Brookshire. Now to Harris on the wing. Now Brookshire in the corner. Back to Harris. She'll drive. Floater. Won't fall. Rebound Brookshire, but a foul is called. And they say a foul will be on a Lady Tiger. Trout will go to the line. That one goes on 23 Anthony. That'll be her first. Team sixth of the half. Fifth of the quarter. 66-45. 2:15 left here in the fourth. As I mentioned, maybe Trout 100% from the free throw line. Very, very good free throw shooter. Has one earlier in this game. Can't get that one to fall. I guess I kind of jinxed her there.
You know, that's how I'm feeling right now. You know, I did it with Smith, and then she knocked down two in a row. So I don't really know what else I should say for this game.
Maybe me and you should just not talk. Oh, Trout made it, though. Maybe Trout now five. Timeout by Coach Rogers. They trail by 20, 66-46, 2:15 left here in the fourth. We're going to take it with them here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to this fourth quarter here on the Arabian Sports Network between your Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians and the Fishers Lady Tigers. Lady Arabians trail 66-46 with 2:15 left here in the fourth. Five on the floor for the Lady Arabians. Jones, Baldwin, Trout, Warfel, and Hupfer. They'll have a full court press now. Roberts for Fishers gives it to Harris now in the full court press. Defended by Jones. Back to Roberts. Back to Harris. Crosses the timeline. Foul goes on Mamie Trout. That'll be her second. Team sixth of the half. Sixth of the quarter. 2:04 left here in the fourth. Harris to go to the line. Split her trip last time, one for one. She has 8 points here tonight, trying to get to that 10-point mark. This first one's up, and it's in. She has nine. As I mentioned, 58% from the free throw line. Above halfway there. Misses the second one, though. Anthony comes down with it. Her shot was blocked by Hupfer. Went out of bounds, but they say last touch by Hupfer. We'll stay with the Lady Tigers. 21-point deficit for the Lady Arabians. Harris to pass the ball in. Looking for Kate Thomas in the post. Her layup won't fall. Rebound, Ada Hupfer. Gives it to Casey Warfel. Hop step from the free throw line and gets the layup to fall. Has 21.
No, now seems like Warfel finally understands what to do against his defense in order to score.
Harris finds Roberts. Has it up by the wing. A minute 35 and counting here in the fourth. Into the post for Anthony. Stolen by Trout and Hupfer up ahead to Casey Warfel. She drives. Her layup won't fall. Trying to get her own rebound. And Pendleton fans saying a missed foul called there. 67-48, 19-point deficit for the Lady Arabians. Lady Tigers trying to dribble out this ball. Anthony with it on the other end. Now into Harris. Her layup. It'll fall. She now has 11. Fourth girl in double digits for Fishers. Minute now here in the fourth. Casey Warfel with it in the post. Layup won't fall. And a foul is called. Casey will go to the line. Foul will go on Kate Thomas. That'll be her third, team's seventh.
Now it really does seem like both teams are resulting in just fouling.
Casey Warfel, 67% from the free throw line. Has not been very accurate from the free throw stripe here tonight. Can't cash in on that one. Sitting at 21 points, leads all scorers here tonight. Show comes back in for Harris. Casey Wolfel's second one is up and in. She now has 22. Anthony passes it in to Show. Back to Anthony. And a traveling violation. 52 seconds left here in the fourth. 69-49. Pendleton Heights trails. Baldwin to pass it into Jones. Trying to get it into Hupfer. Stolen by Thomas and Anthony. Now Morgan Roberts with it. Now to Show. Defended by Jones. Now to Brookshire. Defended by Warfel. Now to Roberts. Back to Brookshire. Back to Thomas. Now to Roberts. Now to Anthony on the wing. Now to Brookshire on the wing. Now to Show. 20 seconds remaining. Trout, her third. Show will go to the line. Seconds even left here in the fourth. This game is pretty much over. Show's first one will not fall. And her second one will fall, though. She now has 18. Baldwin. Up ahead to Warfel on the wing. Now to Trout. Takes a corner three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound Anthony. 8 seconds left. Show with it. Up ahead to Anthony. Now to Thomas. And that will do it for the game. Your final 49-70. Lady Arabians fall to Fishers. Me and Lucas are going to take a quick break, but when we return, our post-game show here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School. If you're just joining us alongside Lucas Williams, I'm Michael Hookers. We just wrapped up the varsity match between Fishers and Pendleton Heights, the girls' varsity match, that is. The final score was 70-49. Pendleton Heights falling to 8-3. Fishers extending their record to 9-3. As me and Lucas are pretty much just going to wait here for Coach Rogers as he's making his way here for the post-game interview. And a very, very emotional game here for Pendleton Heights, as they did fall, taking their third loss here to a very tough Fishers squad. As I am now joined here by the head coach of the varsity girls basketball team, Coach Rogers. So a tough loss here tonight to a very good Fishers team. But Casey Warfel doing what she does, scoring 22 again tonight, and Ada Huffer having 13. And so, what did you really see from those two here tonight, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I thought Ada did a good job finishing at the corner of the board. You know, I still feel, although I'm biased, I still felt like she got fouled quite a bit down there. But you know, she's doing her best. She's working through that. You know, like I said, this isn't super surprising. You know, having so many kids out the last couple of days, so it's one of those you learn from it, you move on, and you got to try to get better.
Yeah, and defensively, allowing four Fishers girls to get double digits. That was Harris, Smith, Dickman, and Show. So, what really do you think you could work on defensively to not allow that many double digit scores?
Yeah, you know, just got to get better. You know, like I said, we've had kids in and out of practice with sickness, and you know, it's messed up our flow. We haven't been able to do things that we need to, and we got to get back to, you know, the defensive team that we are.
Yeah, and one final question here. Although you guys did take your third loss here tonight, there is a lot to learn. You mentioned they're defensively working, and what do you think offensively is really the biggest thing you need to work on?
Yeah, you know, we did not execute very well that second half. You know, I think the first four or five sets I called, we had people in wrong spots and, you know, drop kicking. I think we turned it over the first three or four possessions. So, you know, you got to execute. When something's called, you got to know where your spot is and get to that spot and you know, do what you need to do to execute. So we just got to get better.
All right, well, that will do it for this post-game interview. Thank you so much, Coach Rogers. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks.
All right, me and Lucas are going to take a quick break, but when we return, we will name our ASN player of the game and say our goodbyes here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back here to Fishers High School for me and Lucas's conclusion of the post-game show, as we kind of struggled picking an ASN player of the game. There was not really one player that stood out. So we're just going to name the whole Fishers team in general that played. You had four girls in double-digit scoring. Your defense was very, very good. They did allow 22 points to Casey Warfel. But, you know, I think defensively you shut down a lot of offense, especially Olivia Jones coming off of a 24-point game, allowing her only 4 points. So I think that really sums up why they're the ASN player of the game. Any closing remarks about that, Lucas?
I mean, the Lady Tigers, just all as a group, all together, they are all playing well. You know, there's not one player that stands out. They all have this sort of chemistry together. They all work together. I mean, you have four people, as he just said, four people double digits. I mean, we definitely did not have that night. The Lady Arabians didn't. Also, I want to talk a little bit about Casey Warfel. You know, she did have a trouble getting the ball into the basket. However, she did score 22 points, so she was the leading scorer for both of the teams. So, I mean, she could be considered the ASN player of the game, but I think the Lady Tigers just all together were better.
Yeah, and that will do it for me and Lucas here this evening. Thank you all to those who tuned in. Thank you to our board op back in the station, Layla Reef, for making sure this broadcast goes over smoothly. And thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors that make us able to do this. Your final here tonight, 70-49, Pendleton Heights falls to Fishers. Here on the Arabian Sports Network, for Lucas Williams, I'm Michael Hooker, 91.7 WEEM.